Demon fans, and welcome back to the Demonland podcast. My name is Andy, and tonight we've got a special guest joining us, the Melbourne Football Club's first pick in last year's draft, pick number 6 overall, Harvey Langford. With a massive clash against the Hawks looming on Saturday, we'll be chatting with Harvey about life at the club, his debut season, and the build-up to this crucial game. Hopefully the Demon faithful can turn out in force and pack the G in red and blue as the boys aim for 4 straight wins and a big scalp. Don't forget the Demonland podcast returns live this Monday night at 8 p.m. Join us at demonland.com to be a part of the conversation in real time. But first, here's Harvey Langford. Our guest tonight is one of the most exciting young prospects to pull on the red and blue in recent years. The big-bodied, hard-running, ball-winning, left-footed midfielder was selected by the D's with pick 6 in the 2024 AFL National Draft after a standout year with the Dandenong Stingrays and Vic Country. In the under-18 National Championships, he earned multiple best-on-ground performances, culminating in being awarded the Lark Medal for the best player in the competition. He made his AFL debut in round 1 this year and quickly announced himself to the competition, earning a Rising Star nomination by round 3. Welcome to the Demonland podcast, Harvey Langford.
Thank you. Appreciate having me.
Harvey, let's take you back to draft night. Always a nerve-wracking experience for younger players. You'd obviously spoken to a number of clubs leading up to the night, but did you have any inkling that it would be Melbourne calling your name? And what was that moment like when you finally heard it?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely one of my favourite nights, you know, of my life, and I'll definitely remember it forever. It was definitely pretty special to go through it. My family and my closest friends, as I said, it's such a special night. And yeah, coming into it, there was a little thought that, you know, the D's were a chance of picking me up around that sort of range, and I thought I was going to go around that 3 to 8 range, and obviously fell at pick 6 of the D's, happy with, and enjoy my time there so much. But no, you know, looking back at the night, it was definitely a night to remember, and, you know, very grateful for, you know, my name getting called out for pick 6 of the D's. And
we're very thrilled to have you. So having been a standout in junior footy and then with the Stingrays and Vic Country, how have you found that transition to AFL level in terms of like training loads and the demand, as well as the pace and physicality of the game at the highest level?
Yeah, obviously, it's definitely a bigger step up to under-18s footy. But yeah, the more step up is just all the work that we do during the week. You know, it's really important how you prepare for the game, and, you know, especially off the track, you know, with the gym and game prep with, you know, vision, you know, taking notes on opposition, you know, all that sort of work, and how much we do to prepare for a game on the weekend is the main step up for me, and just understanding how important that is to, you know, become to be ready game day. And I think that's just the main step up from under-18s footy and just the importance of it all.
So in round 1, you made your AFL debut as the starting substitute against the Giants. Can you walk us through the emotions and experience of that day?
Yeah. First of all, I think it's a bit different playing sub than starting on the ground on the first bounce, but yeah, no, it was definitely pretty special. Obviously, it's been my dream my whole life to, you know, play on the MCG, especially for my first game. Pretty amazing. And to, you know, just to warm up and, you know, be alongside, you know, all my teammates, alongside Xavier Lindsay, who made his debut as well, played a bit of under-18s footy with him. So that was pretty special. But yeah, the emotions are hard to explain. And yeah, when I was able to come on in the last quarter, it was a pretty close game. So it was pretty physical and hot footy in there. So, you know, it was good to, you know, get the first game under the way and crack in for a few games after that.
So your performance then in round 3 against the Suns earned you the AFL Rising Star nomination. You had 26 disposals and a goal. How did it feel to receive such recognition early in your career?
Yeah, 100%. It was a bit of a shock, to be honest. The week before that, I did play for Casey. And then, so to come back in and be awarded the Rising Star nomination for round 3 was pretty amazing. Track was the one that announced it to me in the team meeting, I think on the Monday or the Tuesday. So for him to do it was, you know, pretty special. And I think, yeah, it's come off all the hard work that I was able to put in during that week or the week before that to come back in and, you know, play my best footy and, you know, help the team out as much as possible.
Speaking about track, you've gone from watching stars like him and Max Gorn and Clayton Oliver and Jack Viney on the telly to now training and playing alongside them at the highest level. What's it been like stepping into a midfield group with so much talent and experience? Have any of those guys taken you under their wing and offered advice that's really shaped the way that you now approach your footy?
Yeah, 100%. It's obviously an amazing, talented midfielder group. You know, Clary, Vines and Track and obviously Gorney is the big ruckman. I would say all four of them in different areas have taken me under their wing. They're such great leaders and such great role models to have, especially as a first year coming into a club. Track, just try to do everything he does with preparation and how professional he is as an athlete. And he's just looking after me so much on and off the field. So, yeah, very grateful for what they've done for me so far.
Has Track given you any cooking advice?
Obviously loves his cooking, but to be honest, he doesn't talk about it too much at the club. So I probably need a few lessons, though, definitely.
Fair enough. Look, as fans, we often hear Goody talk about the importance of managing expectations with young players. And I imagine that you coming in as a rookie, you probably had to manage your own expectations about how quickly you'd break into the side and what your first season might look like. But then you get your shot early. You've played almost every game and you start to make a real impact. So has that early success changed how you pictured your development and the personal goals that you now have for yourself for this year?
Yeah, I mean, coming into this year, for me, it was just about coming into the team and doing the best I can, you know, to help the team win. That's what I've always wanted to do, and I want to be a winner. And, you know, especially as a young player, just trying to make an impact and play my role and, you know, be the best teammate I can. I didn't really have any specific goals in mind, just to play, you know, as many games as possible. And I think, you know, how I'm going at the moment has, you know, made that a bit easier for me. And, yeah, as I said, I'm just, you know, playing at the moment to try win the game for the boys and the club. So, yeah.
You've played on the wing quite a bit this season and you look really composed there. Was that a position you were familiar with before getting to the club, or is something that you've now grown into? And do you see yourself going back to more of an inside mid over time, or do you enjoy that outside run and space?
To be completely honest, I didn't play wing for about 3 years before I got out there. When did I get? Around four, maybe, when I played wing against Essendon was my first time in about 3 years. So, yeah, I wasn't too familiar with the role. I've been enjoying it heaps and getting a better understanding of, you know, running patterns and that sort of stuff on the wing, and, you know, definitely feeling a lot more comfortable at the moment. But, yeah, it's hard to tell at the moment if I'll, you know, I'll definitely end up back inside in the future. Maybe the next few weeks I'll just stay on the wing and, you know, play some minutes inside. But, yeah, no, I think in the future I'll consolidate my spot in the midfield.
And now that you've got a taste of senior footy, you've found a regular spot in the side, what are the next steps in your game that you're focusing on? Are there specific aspects that you and the coaches are working on to elevate you to the next level?
Yeah, I think the main, you know, point for me and, you know, everyone across the team is just what we do without the ball, and for myself, just that pressure, tackling and defensive running, especially as a wingman, it's really important to, you know, defend really well and get back to, you know, D50 as well as I possibly can. I think that's the main point. Still just keep showing my strengths offensively. That's sort of the one thing that I've always been able to do. But, yeah, just keep working on that defensive stuff. That's what Goody loves and all the coaches love to say, especially for us young boys.
So this weekend's clash against the Hawks, it's shaping up to be a huge one. It'd be great to see as many Ds faithful as possible to pack the G on Saturday to get behind the boys. The Hawks are in great form and it's a real opportunity for the Ds to take a scalp and keep that momentum rolling after three strong wins. How's the energy around the group heading into the game, and what do you see as the key to getting the job done?
Yeah, obviously Hawks are, you know, a great team and they're playing some really good footy at the moment, and we're definitely looking forward to the challenge. that, yeah, both coaches and us boys are, you know, really excited, and the energy is definitely really high, especially coming off 3 wins in a row and, you know, we're playing some pretty positive footy. Yeah, so as you said, yeah, the energy is definitely really high. Yeah, I think this week just, you know, our main focus that has been shown in the last 3 weeks has just been really hard to play against, and what we do without the footy is really important. I think Hawks are obviously a really attacking side and, you know, got some, you know, great midfielders and the way they move the ball. So we're just looking to stop that and get really dangerous when we get inside 50 is the main thing for us. So, yeah, definitely really looking forward to the challenge ahead.
Well, Harvey, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. So thank you for taking the time to chat with us and give the Demon Faithful a bit of insight into the journey so far. We wish you all the best for the rest of your career. It's been an exciting start and we can't wait to see where it goes from here. And good luck for the big game against the Hawks this weekend. D's fans, get down there and let's go D's.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate it. Hopefully everyone gets down there Saturday for a big game. Thank you, heaps.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. That was Melbourne's exciting young gun, Harvey Langford. He's a talent to watch and the D's are lucky to have him. I'm really looking forward to seeing how his journey unfolds in the red and blue. And with emerging stars like Harvey, Xavier Lindsay, Caleb Windsor and Colton Tolstrup leading the charge, the future is looking very bright for the Demons. And make sure you're at the G this Saturday at 1:20 p.m. for our blockbuster clash against the Hawks. Wear your red and blue, bring the noise and show the boys your support as we push for 4 wins on the trot. The Demonland podcast will be back live on Monday night at 8 p.m. to break it all down. Don't miss it. Go Demons.
Go Relegers.
Come on, Demons.